brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Milwaukee County joining us. And I'm sorry I started ranting earlier. I should have more control. It's just I'm so sick of the New World Order. I'm so sick of everybody being so dumb that they just can't even navigate all these lies. Unprecedented tyranny is upon us. Unprecedented lying is upon us. We're in deep trouble. And some people say, well, that's negative. No, the realization that we're in a lot of trouble is what's going to haul our bacon. Okay, it's time to get out of the trance. It's time to get angry. It's time to get awake. Terry in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Pretty darn bad. I mean, it freaks me out that CNN is so evil that they would say that I supported Chris Dorner when all I've done is criticize him. And that the Atlantic Wire would say that I said that the United States attacked Russia with a meteorite when I said nothing about that.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I was calling in. So you know how you were saying you're hearing people with $20,000 getting tax increases? Well, I'm working for a big corporation, and we got a letter in, and I'm only making $12,000 a year, and they're telling me my taxes are going up this year. I just wanted to call you and tell all the listeners out there that people who are making only $12,000 a year are getting tax increases also.
Yeah, the way my dad put it, and he's in medical management, so he not just a dentist, he manages a bunch of medical stuff, and he says, my God, it's designed to hurt poor people. And he's really upset because, I mean, it's one thing to know the government's crooks, but, I mean, to really try to hurt poor people while being praised, it just makes me want to throw up.
Yeah, you know, I'm in college trying to, I'm coming from out of state, so I have to pay out of state tuition when the illegal immigrants are actually getting free college where I'm at, and I'm paying out of state tuition.
No, it's all designed where in most states the illegals get free tuition or in state, and then they get to have their kids for free, everything paid for. It's all actuaried out where they're just left alone. I've had my finger chopped off at the hospital, and the illegals are just sent right through, no insurance or anything. You have insurance, you're trash, and are back of the line. And, you know, again, it's nothing against the illegals themselves. The globalists want them here to drive down wages and to be a voting bloc. But the way I read it, and Forbes and AP even admitted it, people making $22,000 a year or more are seeing payroll increases, and it is just devastating. And then under Obamacare, most companies are laying people off from 40 hours a week where they've got to buy you Obamacare to 29 or less where they don't, but you're still penalized and have to buy it. And because insurance companies wrote it, that's why this year premiums on average are doubling. The average person, it's $5,000 a year in premiums, and they estimate now for a family $20,000 a year in insurance. Now, does that sound like a good deal for the average person?
Apparently to them.
Oh, boy. So you make $12,000 a year. I think your corporation, the company you work for, may have sent that out to everybody. You're way below the poverty line, bro, at $12,000 a year. You're like working poor. You can't even, I don't know how you live on that in California. You should not have a payroll tax increase.
I know. He said that no one would get increases, and I've gone back to that video, and I just laugh about it. You know, it's insane. I can.
But wait a minute. He's a Democrat, so it must be okay. No, I know. It's just unbelievable. And again, this is bipartisan. The big insurance companies wrote this. Romney got it passed. It is a screw job on the American people. And again, once corporations can have the Supreme Court ruled it's a tax paid directly to them. Now, we just got him on the line. We're going to break and coming back to him. Sheriff David Clark of Milwaukee County, who calmly devastated the lies of Piers Morgan and the mayor of Milwaukee. He's coming on for two segments at the bottom of the hour with us to talk about why he cut that radio ad saying, look, you need to get guns, get training, and protect yourself. Well, I know why he did that, but we're going to ask him why. And guys, get those FBI statistics, FBI.gov, ready for me, those graphics. I want to show those. 49% drop in violent crime. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, I've seen a lot of really interesting sheriffs going public for the Second Amendment. It started in Kentucky, spread to Wisconsin, Texas, California. Now it's over 350 sheriffs as of Stuart Rhodes' analysis with Oath Keepers last night. Who are elected, I love how the cities are always trying to get rid of the sheriffs when it's the state and the Constitution that creates the sheriff and under the state law that creates the counties, and then the municipalities are just sub-corporations within it who have no authority except what they get from the state Constitution. So there they are trying to get rid of the sheriffs. That's a whole other issue, and of course we've had Sheriff Mack on many, many times, who wanted the Supreme Court and got so many of the unconstitutional gun laws overturned. But I saw a Piers Morgan interview a few weeks ago. I was already trying to get the sheriff on when he went on Piers Morgan. Sheriff David Clark, many of you have heard the ad that he ran, saying, look, I need you to be on the team here. All over the country, they're having police layoffs, sheriff's department layoffs. Some areas, they've laid off more than half. We saw 2 years ago the police department in Oakland, where they have draconian gun laws, said, we're not going to respond to 35 crimes. Some of them, you know, that dealt with armed robbery and stuff. Really bizarre. And then wonder why their crime only exploded. I mean, even if they're going to not respond, surely don't announce it. So the fact that Sheriff David Clark said, look, you need to go out and get firearms, but more importantly, training. Everyone needs training, and it's available. It's easy. Do not just go buy a gun, folks, and then just think you're protected. Learn how to use it. Because I'm all for the Second Amendment, but you need to learn how to use it so you don't, you know, learn what type of stuff to use in your house. But we'll talk about that after he leaves us. You need flangible stuff, shearer safety slugs, shotgun shells shooting like number six, number seven, so you don't kill people on the other side. That's why there's some basic training needed here. And then once you go out and shoot a gun, it demystifies it. Go buy a gun, then go to a shooting range, go pay to have a trainer train you. Learn the basics, learn the safety. And that will promote a Second Amendment culture, a constitutional culture. But I was really impressed when the sheriff was on Piers Morgan, the lies of Piers Morgan and the lies of the mayor, and I'll call Tom Barrett a liar, saying, well, the sheriff's department doesn't respond to crime. And I knew all sheriff's departments do. I mean, in many areas, there's more people living in the county than the city. But I went and just typed in Milwaukee County, hit Google News, and saw articles of sheriffs responding to home invasions, responding to a guy beating his wife and knocking her teeth out, responding to a robbery. It was just a feed of articles. Milwaukee Sheriff's Department responds. Total lie. Going, you can't talk about needing more police, more sheriffs. You don't. So we're going to get into that as well. But first, if you just joined us, we haven't heard this in a few weeks. Here is the little short 30-second radio ad that the sheriff put out saying, hey, let's kick crime in the butt like Kennesaw, Georgia. They said you had to own a gun by law. I don't think that's constitutional, but the Swiss do it. And their crime rate dropped by 89% within 2 years. And, boy, they flipped out because this is real common sense. Let's go to that clip.
I'm Sheriff David Clark, and I want to talk to you about something personal, your safety. It's no longer a spectator sport. I need you in the game. But are you ready? With officers laid off and furloughed, simply calling 911 and waiting is no longer your best option. You could beg for mercy from a violent criminal, hide under the bed, or you can fight back. But are you prepared? Consider taking a certified safety course in handling a firearm so you can defend yourself until we get there. You have a duty to protect yourself and your family. We're partners now. Can I count on you?
This safety message brought to you by the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office.
Okay, and we're going to show you some of the graphics if you're watching on TV. For radio listeners, go to FBI.gov, and people say, well, if you don't believe the government, why would you use theirs? Worldwide, statisticians use these numbers because they've been getting them since J. Edgar Hoover was a filing clerk in the 30s. They're local numbers compiled, cross-referenced, and checked because it's disseminated. Just since 2007, it's a 21% drop. It is a 49% drop since 1991. 49% drop, and we've done countless special reports on that. So that's why I guess the sheriff's saying, buy guns, protect yourself. Sheriff David Clark, thank you so much for coming on, and thank you for being an example of a real peace officer instead of one of these government types that's there to demonize the Bill of Rights. Thank you for defending the Constitution, sir.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on with you, and it's a pleasure to serve. You know, I'm independently elected, as you indicated sheriffs are. So we serve the people. You know, I don't report to another bureaucrat or another political official like a police chief. You know, really works for the mayor. I work for the people. I'm accountable to the people, the voters. And what I've always done since I've been the sheriff, it's been 10 years now, is I give people unvarnished information. I just lay it out for them. Don't sugarcoat it. Say, hey, here's the reality. Here's what's going on. So that people then can take that information and come to their own conclusions and their own decisions about what they should do as it relates to public safety. I believe in empowering citizens to make those decisions. I think that an armed citizen is nothing for me to worry about. What I'm worried about is a felon or another criminal who has demonstrated that they'll use a firearm to commit a crime. I'm more worried about individuals like that.
Let's get into what Piers Morgan wouldn't let you talk about. You kept trying to say why you had said it's time for people to go get firearms training and protect themselves. What's going on in Milwaukee County and in the city itself?
Well, there's been a recent increase, a surge, if you will, and it's not just an anomaly of some street violence where innocent people are getting caught in crossfire. They're getting guns stuck to their heads. Their wallets taken. Their cars taken. Street robberies, and then we've had homes. There's a rash of burglaries going on in the Milwaukee area. 300 in the month of August. And, you know, I thought, I looked at that, and I saw that Mayor Barrett was furloughing 1,500 Milwaukee police officers 3 days each for 2013. That means 4,500 fewer officer days to answer 911 calls for service. They're inundated. They're drowning in 911 calls, street cops. It's not the fault of the cops. It's just not given the resources. And then also the county executive, Chris Abley, laid off 48 sheriff's deputies in my office last year, tried to lay off some more before. And so I look at that and I said, you know, there's an emerging situation here that people have always had the right to do. And I talk about the personal security. That's an individual responsibility. I don't get to say how and when a person should defend themselves in these situations and in the case of their home being broken into. And I refer to it as, you know, when the wolf's at the door, 911's not going to help you. The ad doesn't say don't call 911. You heard it. It says that might not be your best option. And in many of these instances that I just described, it doesn't. Now, Barrett and Abley and even Police Chief Ed Flynn, they basically communicated to the law-abiding people in Milwaukee County that you're on your own. We're not going to provide the resources for the police to do everything that they can to create a safe environment. Citizens, you're on your own. We're abandoning you. And I thought, well, this is as fundamental a concept as we have in America, the concept of self-defense. And I thought, there's two things that went on over the last 18 months in Wisconsin, where the legislature empowered individuals to deal with these situations, not to go out and police the streets, but in terms of personal security. One is Castle Doctrine, where now if a intruder breaks into your home, you can use force up to and including deadly force to ward off that attack, to protect you, your children, whatever. And the onus is on the criminal now to explain why he was in your house, whereas before Castle Doctrine, you had to explain, the homeowner had to explain why it was reasonable to use deadly force. The other thing is the Personal Protection Act, which allows people to go out and get a permit. And there's a process, and then they can go armed with a concealed weapon. So I'm trying to leverage those two things to get people in these that are stuck in these situations. And that's what it is when somebody comes up and sticks a gun into your back or against your head and demands your wallet or your car. You're in a situation where 911 is not going to help. And I don't tell, if you notice, I don't tell people what to do. I say, here's some things you need to think about, because the time to plan and to, you know, decide what your options are is not when the event is happening. It's beforehand. And if that's going to mean that you're going to exercise your Second Amendment right to own and possess and use a firearm, well, you need to think about, you know, the training, the safety measures. I mean, anything that is in the hands of the wrong person is dangerous. A chainsaw in the hands of somebody who's never used one, that's dangerous. So I would expect people to read the manual, you know, so on and so forth. And that's what I'm advising, you know, as it comes to firearms.
Well, it's common sense. What would you say to the Chicago police chief who's now come out and said, just ban the Second Amendment? It's the problem. They've taken the guns there. All the criminals then move there and feed on the people. I mean, they've got to know that where you take the guns, it has the highest crime rate. Where you have more guns in the citizens' hands, you have lower crime rate. They're not that stupid, Sheriff Clark. So what's this really all about then?
Well, this is really about freedom. It's really about liberty, and that's why I mentioned empowering citizens. I trust citizens to make those decisions in their lives and their personal security and their personal safety. And apparently, I didn't hear, you know, in full context what the Chicago chief said, but, you know, they're up to their eyeballs in street violence, and they have some of the toughest gun laws known to mankind. And I guess that I would say that is Exhibit A to demonstrate that those things don't work. So what I'm trying to do here is give people advice up front to consider these things, to have a plan in place should that happen to them. And then they got to decide. You know, it's not for me. Like I said in the ad, you know, you can hide under the bed. You can beg for mercy from a violent criminal. I'm not saying that you shouldn't do that. Maybe that's the best thing in that situation, but it's not for me to say. So I want to make sure that the people of Milwaukee County and the 155,000 people who have applied for these personal protection permits, and that was in the first year alone, I want them on my side. And we're going to be partners in this thing. And we're going to be partners. partners with me, then you have to be prepared. Now, you know, we had an interesting situation several summers ago where the mayor, Tom Barrett, was out without his protective bubble. You know, he gets taxpayer paid for armed security staff, police officers, and he should have that. I don't want to take that away from him, but he lives life in a bubble. And he stepped outside that bubble several summers ago, and he was walking down the street with his family, and he intervened in a domestic dispute. And a guy who was involved in that dispute grabbed a tire iron and beat the mayor mercilessly within inches of his life. I mean, it was a severe beating. And I would like to think, you know, 911 didn't help the mayor that day, and he didn't have that protective bubble. But since that happened,
if I was a mayor, guaranteed I'd be wearing a gun on my hip and a fanny pack. I mean, exactly. He's an idiot. I mean, you're going to try to intervene in the most dangerous situation, a domestic event, and you're not going to be armed? I mean, he deserved it almost.
Well, that's how cool this individual is. And so I would like to think that he'd be a little more sensitive to the plight of everyday Americans and citizens living in the Milwaukee area who have to live with these threats and this violence on a day-to-day basis, and they don't have the bubble of protection that he has. And instead of him being a little more sensitive because he now experienced what real life is like outside that bubble, he still wants to take this availability away from law-abiding citizens, and I think it's ridiculous. I think it's terrible.
It is crazy. And again, I'm sad he got beaten within an inch of his life, but not being armed and then trying to get involved in something dangerous, that's like playing in traffic. And we do see these big urban centers are the only areas where crime is going up where you don't tend to have people armed just because, I guess, culturally across racial lines as well, people in big cities, for whatever reason, a lot of times don't think they need guns. I guarantee you, if I lived in a big, dangerous city, I would have guns even more readily at hand. Living
sure,
out in the country. Mm-hmm.
Well, as you indicated early on in this conversation, you know, the Constitution, and I tell people, the Second Amendment to me is as sacred as the First Amendment. I think they go hand in hand. And, you know, we've already, and I know they're not absolute. The Second Amendment is not absolute, neither is the First. But we've shaved enough off the Second Amendment with some of these gun control measures. Many of them that didn't work, but we've shaved enough. And the essence of the Second Amendment, it says in part, you know, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. I think we've infringed enough on law-abiding people to be able to keep and bear arms for whatever reason. I realize that has to do with tyrannical government, but at the same time, the concept of self-defense in this country, in the United States of America, is very fundamental, and I want to use that. I'm not afraid of a law-abiding citizen with a handgun, and I'll say it again. I'm afraid of a criminal perpetrator because they've demonstrated time and time again they will use that instrumentality to commit a crime.
Well, what about the mayor's spin that you know, criminals can get all these handguns? He put out this 40% number. From the statistics I've seen and what you've tried to talk about, that's not a real number.
It's not a real number at all. He knows that. President Obama used the same thing in his speech on. And if you notice how they changed the language, they don't call it gun control because they know that doesn't pull well and that even people who don't own guns don't like the thought of banning everybody from possessing a firearm. But they're using data that's patently false. Now, Tom Barrett went on CNN with Piers Morgan and said 40% of handgun sales in the United States occur without a background check. That is a patent lie. That is patently false. He's using some statistics, some research that was flawed on its face from 1997, where 200 people were polled. There's 300 million people in the United States. It's not even a statistically legitimate sample pool to poll 250 people and come out with something that would stand a plus or minus. You know, they always put in the
sure. But my argument is this. Criminals are always going to get guns. Mexico has a total gun ban, and they have the highest crime rate in the world next to a city like Chicago. It's the highest city, but as a country, Mexico, almost 60,000 deaths. In fact, I think it's over that now in the last 5.5 years. And they've taken the guns. Only the criminals have the guns and a corrupt government bought off by the criminals. I mean, you know, you take the guns in Chicago, Al Capone's still going to have them. What about this issue? Many sheriffs have said, Sheriff Clark, that if executive orders come down banning semi-autos or whatever, or in New York, they've banned them. They've banned the clips. They're saying turn them in. They've got bills in Missouri that actually say all semi-autos will be turned in. Democratic Party is crazily behind that. Washington State, same bill. 15 states total. Seriously, if they try to physically take semi-autos, I know a lot of veterans and people that have had enough, and I would not want to be the police or sheriff's department ordered by the feds to try to go get guns. What is your take on the fact that from a lot of analysts I've talked to think that the Obama Marxist types want to start a civil war in this country? I mean, they've got to know what's going to happen if they try to confiscate guns.
Well, first of all, to me, that would be an act of tyranny. So if the people of Milwaukee County do not have to worry about me enforcing some sort of order that goes out and collects everybody's handgun or rifles or any kind of firearm and makes them turn them in. And the reason is I don't want to get shot, because I believe that if somebody tried to enforce something of that magnitude, you would see the second coming of an American revolution like you, the likes of which would make the first revolution pale by comparison. So the people in Milwaukee County don't have to worry about me engaging in that sort of tyranny.
You're absolutely right. This country is primed. People have been abused in so many ways. Obama said they're bitter clingers, they're guns, they're Bibles. We've been deindustrialized. We've had our future sold out. We've been signed on to the banker's debt. And I'm telling you, certain elements of the feds, not the average fed, because I've talked to a lot of them, are really pushing and really like the junkyard bully, the junkyard dog, or the schoolyard bully. They really want to get this thing going. And I don't think they realize the restraint of the American people is not out of weakness. It's out of good old-fashioned restraint.
Well, first of all, this doesn't have, as you know, it has nothing to do with violence reduction, because the type of violence that we're talking about, that I see on the street in the Milwaukee area on a daily basis, is not even committed using the weapons that the left is trying to ban. They're not using assault rifles. They're not using high-capacity magazines. They're not buying their ammo over the Internet. And they don't care. The criminals could care less about a background check. So, you know, that tells me that they're disingenuous and in what they're trying to do. If they were serious about violence reduction, they would get behind me. I'm talking about the left here in Milwaukee County, and join me arm in arm in calling for longer periods of incarceration for repeat career criminals who have demonstrated over and over again that they're going to get a handgun, they're going to get a firearm, and they're going to perpetrate violence. Now, we had a temple shooting, the Sikh temple, several months ago here. Very tragic situation in a suburb in Milwaukee County of Oak Creek. That individual, Michael Wade Phillips, I believe his name is, he passed a background check. My understanding is the creep in Aurora, Colorado that shot up the theater, he also passed the background check. This isn't about background check, of which the overwhelming majority of gun transfers it goes on anyway. Michael Wade Page, I think I mixed the name up. This isn't about reducing violence. This is about attacking the Second Amendment. This is going after the wrong crowd.
Exactly. Let me ask you this question. Why does the government class, the socialist class, why do they want our guns so bad right now? What are they worried about in the future?
Well, you know, I don't want to get way out there and try to guess at what they're getting at. But really, you know, government control cannot go on as long as people have some sort of ability to say, hey, wait just a doggone minute. And as long as that exists, the government, that's what the government fears. They don't really fear the criminal. They support the criminal after they've been arrested. But what they fear is a law-abiding person.
That's right.
Who's going to look. I mean, read the Declaration of Independence. It's right there where law-abiding people say, enough is enough. You're exerting too much influence in our lives. This is tyrannical, and we're going to stop it.
Wow,
that's
Sheriff,
what worried about.
Sheriff David A. Clark there in Milwaukee. Folks should support him. 5 seconds left. I bet the public loves your stand.
You know, it's received overwhelming support. It really has.
Well, God bless you, sir. Hope to get you to touch base with us in the future again. Thank you so much for the time, Sheriff.
Thanks. God bless you as well.
All right. Amazing individual. A true patriot. We need more like him. We'll be right back with your phone calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
For many years, the 100% organic nutritional supplement, Heart and Body Extract, has been helping people worldwide with wellness issues. It all started with the health concerns of the product's creator, Sharon Harris.
I know what it's like to suffer, to be in pain, to have severe headaches, to have legs, ankles, feet so swollen, I was not able to wear my own shoes. Out of desperation, I decided I'm going to need to create something.
The result is Heart and Body Extract.
Well, Heart and Body Extract is liquid, an organic herbal formula. It's made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, butcher's broom, bilberry, kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper.
Many people see results with Heart and Body Extract in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. Get well now. To order, visit hnbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
That you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
By the way, Sheriff David Clark talking about the citizens working with the sheriff.
The Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Only I can interrupt myself. Anyways, people like Sheriff David Clark Jr. of Milwaukee County, that's not a radical sheriff. We've gotten radical anti-liberty people in everywhere, to where someone who is what America is based on looks weird and sounds strange, basically, to the general public when they stand up for what's right. It's, hey, I'm a sheriff, I'm elected, I'm here to try to keep everybody safe, and you're my posse now. Get out there, get firearms, get trained. We can't always respond. It's up to you to protect yourself from criminals. The police have no liability to protect you, folks. They're there to respond, to bring someone to justice. Which, who's the justice? It's the jury. Justice, jury, grand jury, judge, justice. And who are the judges? Who votes? We the people. Either we're the government or we've got a tyranny over us. Now, Obama wants his little FEMA Corps socialist out there with police powers, because all citizens have police powers. All citizens have citizens' arrests. I mean, you see somebody robbing your neighbor's garage, you can walk up with a rifle and say, hands up, till the police get there. That's a citizen's arrest power. I mean, it's a citizen's right to defense to kill somebody in your house if you think they're a danger, or in many states if they're trying to take your property. And it's done to restrain evil. Sure, most of the Second Amendment is about tyranny in government. But a big part of it, as Thomas Jefferson said, the presence of firearms restrains evil everywhere they're present. And guns, there's going to be some bad things that happen. Bad people are going to use them. It's an inanimate object. And I know you know that. I know that. We better get the word out to everybody about that. Now, listen, here's an example of what I'm talking about. It's up at PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com, and I found it at DrudgeReport.com. Let's punch up Drudge for TV viewers. Misstep in gun bill could defeat the effort. See, they'll always go for what they can get. They banned a bunch of guns and banned their sale and banned high-capacity magazines in New York. They've got bills introduced in Seattle to physically ban guns for Washington State. Other states, and it says one of the major gun control efforts in Olympia this session calls for the sheriff to inspect the homes of assault weapons owners. That's all semi-auto. To get you ready for the confiscation, the image of cops coming in your house. The bill's backers say that was a mistake. See, oh, we went for too much. Well, I mean, you got another bill that makes you turn them in. I mean, I covered this Sunday and read. I mean, the Missouri bill says you actually turn them in. So do a bunch of other states. So it's on, ladies and gentlemen. It's on. And, of course, they even spend this. It is an inspection to make sure there aren't any semi-autos in there. So, see, even this article is a whitewash. They're coming for the guns. They're coming for the guns. They don't want the gravy train to end. Forget police drones flying over your house. How about police coming inside once a year to have a look around? Yeah, move to Massachusetts. They already do that. It's all part of a major gun control effort. It seems in recent weeks lawmakers might be headed towards some common sense regulation of guns, see? But then last week they went too far. By mistake, they claim, but still too far. And then it said it got everybody angry, so all the bills will be killed. Yeah, because you're so greedy. Do we have the Feinstein clip? You're so greedy, you've admitted you want to take all our guns. Okay? You've admitted you want to take all of our guns. And now people are waking up to that. Let's go ahead and go to the Feinstein clip. If she said if she could get it, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn in all the semi-autos. And then like Australia or England or everywhere else, they'll take them all. Here it is.
California Senator Dianne Feinstein worked for more than a year to get the assault weapons bill passed in the face of ferocious opposition from the National Rifle Association. She says she got the best she could.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
By the way,
I could not do that. The votes weren't
there. You
here.
Go. The minute they get the votes, they take the guns. Chicago, New York, everywhere else they're in control. But they've got bodyguard details paid for by you. They're never going to stop because they're not liberals. These are authoritarian, lying monsters. And pray for this broadcast right now, ladies and gentlemen, because, again, on a Richter scale, it used to be about a 2, now it's about a 9. The corporate globalist media lying about us. I mean, they're bold now. I mean, the word is out. Defeat Alex Jones. Discredit Alex Jones. Bring down Alex Jones. I mean, they're saying, Alex likes the cop killer. He supports him. CNN. Alex says America attacked Russia with the meteorite. Alex is lying about the bullets. Alex is a racist. Alex wants to kill cops. Alex wants to blah, 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 blah. Almost like Count Dracula, blah, 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 blah. Obama, Obama, come and be a vampire, suck our blood, raise our taxes. You hear that guy earlier? He makes $12,000 a year, and his employer said they got to take more out for withholding now. I got to check on that. I thought it was I read one article saying $30,000 a year. Then I found another. I went and read the law. It's very hard to understand. People, I've confirmed out of $22,000 a year, people are having money taken out. I've confirmed with my crew running a wide pay scale. They're all getting payroll tax increases. And none of them make $250,000 a year. We got people in the shipping department making $30,000 a year. I think a little bit more than that. We pay people pretty good for shipping. They've got money coming out. I mean, we sit there and look at it. I've got folks paid, you know, double that, bunch of money coming out. People paid more than that, and money's being taken out. So. But that's a conspiracy theorist. If you ever criticize government, it doesn't exist, okay? I mean, again, the government does nothing but make everything happy in the birds tweet. By the way, I've done 2 hours and 40 minutes of radio here and have not plugged any products. Most talk show hosts plug every segment, their products, their books, their materials, their sponsors. And quite frankly, I should be doing the same thing. Because then I could fund our whole operation. I tend to get so focused on the news, I plug once or twice a day. It should be about 8 times a day. So I can build a better operation, reach out, get more crew, fight the new order, pay the crew better, all those reasons. So remember, InfoWarsStore.com, go there. Buy the T-shirts, buy the ball caps, buy the books, the videos. If you already know about all this stuff, fine. Buy it and give it to people. Get PrisonPlanet.tv memberships, 11 memberships for $5.95 a month, or get a year membership and get 5 months free, a little more than 5 months technically. I mean, everybody should go do Operation Awaken the Sleeping Giant and get a PrisonPlanet.tv, see The Daily Show live, the nightly show that's live now, all my documentaries, HD, the books, special live events, PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com, same site. I mean, come on, $5.95 a month, everyone should commit to go there. And if you support us, you don't have to hear plugs every 5 minutes either. So just go to InfoWarsStore.com, buy the books, buy the videos, buy the ProPure water filters already at the lowest price. Also, it's all great products, the best stuff, everything I use, everything I've vetted, I believe in, it's all there. It's all there at PrisonPlanet.tv. Create a username and passcode you can share with up to 11 people simultaneously that can watch the news at the same time. I mean, that's amazing. And then give it to, I don't know, give it to like 20 friends and family. I guarantee you 11 aren't going to use it simultaneously. And if you do get locked out because 11 are using it simultaneously, when one gets off, you can get on, go get another membership. My goal is to reach a huge amount of people. And we've done live events where we've had 300,000 people. It was like 315,000 or something. Tune in one day. We're going to do more of those special events. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.tv. We've now got the, in pink, the Come and Take It best-selling shirt with the Second Amendment inside the AK-47 with the Texas Come and Take It. It's just going mega viral. We've got the Obama Tyrant Joker shirt, a new design back, limited edition. The InfoWars Army style, Oathkeeper style. It's all there. InfoWarsShop.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Same place, take you to the same place. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. So see, I don't do any plugging and I kind of overkill it. I'm going to go to your calls here in just a moment. Just listen. Let me show people this, okay? Let me show people this. See, I'm freaked out, folks. I realize if we don't beat this, I'm dead. You understand that? I mean, this is real. This isn't a drill. This isn't a game. This isn't a joke. I'm a high IQ redneck who doesn't want to be a slave here desperately trying to warn you as hard as I can about how much danger we're in. Okay? I mean, that's what's going on here. This is real. This isn't average media buffoonery or preening peacock behavior. This is the real deal. Tyranny come to our shores. Are we going to beat this or not? We can turn this whole thing around on them. Listen, I sell the best health products out there. They're all in one spot, a catalog at InfoWarsHealth.com, the toll-free number there. The crew can answer your questions when you call those numbers that are there at InfoWarsHealth.com. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine and the stuff that's in the Healthy Start Pack that they now have in vitamin form, not just liquid. New Clemson study, go read it. announces results of longevity clinical research studies performed by Clemson University Institute of Nutraceutical Research with healthy colon cells and cancerous colon cells. Zero toxic effect. Zero, zero, zero on healthy cells. Kills 95% of cancerous colon cells. It just goes on through the incredible numbers. Go look at this study linked up at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's InfoWarsHealth.com and the videos that are right there on the site. This is what Linus Pauling got a Nobel Prize for, what, in 65 or 64? But, I mean, this is just such incredibly important information. This is the real deal. I went out and I said, you know what, every show promotes some type of products that are health products. And that's great because it's important to do and help people. But I went out and found the very best. InfoWarsHealth.com. And again, the toll-free numbers are up there. In fact, you punch it up so I can give people the toll-free number. Here it is. Call the InfoWars team product order line. They can answer your questions, 877-551-1301. When you buy your longevity products from us, you can get free shipping signing up there. On InfoWarsHealth.com when you sign up for auto shipping. You can also sign up as a distributor and get discounts. 877-551-1301, 877-551-1301. Or you can also call the InfoWars product order line as well. There's two different numbers, InfoWars Health and InfoWars Team, 888-789-9277, 888-789-9277. Okay, let's go ahead now and go back to your calls. Arthur in Oregon, thank you for putting up with me. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I think that you're totally right that we are the masters and that these elitists are our servants. They're like this skinny dog. And what people need to do is just realize that that's the truth and then draw the power from that and realize that we already are the masters and we already are empowered.
Yeah, everything government does is about pecking us, henpecking us into submission and teaching us how we're bad and they're good. And that is the opposite of what this country was founded on. And so great, if people want bondage and they like Obama lying to them and raising their taxes on poor people and the big banks and on the insurance companies, absolutely. Folks, I can't believe how bad Obamacare was. I mean, I read the bills. I had experts on. I knew how bad it was. But now it's worse than I thought. I mean, it's so horrible, and it's meant to bankrupt the country. And it's just so evil. And then I read, you know, the owner of Paul Mitchell, who's a nice guy. I know people that know him. He lives here in Austin. You know, saying things like, oh, Obama, you know, he just doesn't understand raising taxes hurts poor people. I hope he wakes up. Wakes up. They want us under their control. We're being conquered. This is economic scorched earth.
You're absolutely right. And I think that living a healthy lifestyle is going to allow people to just wake up and realize that we can do this and that no one has a solution, but we all have a resolution. And that's just to be able to live peacefully. And they're absolutely trying to usurp and stop us.
Absolutely, brother. God bless you. I appreciate your call. What did you think of that sheriff? You still there?
Yeah, that was righteous. That was really good stuff. I think he's on.
But the thing is, when you talk to good sheriffs or police, they're well-spoken, they're focused, they just look different. A patriot looks different than one of these anti-gunners. These anti-gunners all look like chicken-neck criminals. They look like bad guys out of a movie, like Wormer Grimewood out of Lord of the Rings or something. I mean, they look like textbook scumbags. Speaking of that, here I'm having my Beyond Tangy Tangerine, not product placement. Here I am having my essential fatty acids from InfoWarsHealth.com. Let's go ahead and thank you, Arthur, for the call. Let's talk to Stephen in Florida. You're on the air.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Alex, man, I just want to tell you, I'm honored to be on the show. I've been a fan for the last year since you exploded from the 2 to the 9, like you were saying. I think it's awful the way they're treating you in the media, man. You deserve so much better.
No, but this is great news. Listen. They're doing it because we're hurting them.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I'm not whining about this because, oh, they're attacking me. I'm doing it to discredit them because if I just take it, then they win. This is great. Listen, what did they say in World War II when you got over the actual target? They would have all these smokers miles away with the prevailing winds so you couldn't see the bomb targets. That's where they had, you know, GPS or ground penetrating or radar to see the targets. they would know where the targets were by flying into the flak cloud. So when you're over the flak, man, that means you're over the target, brother.
And but they're still not hitting you. They're missing. Like you said.
I don't know. They've hit me quite a few times, but I don't care. But go ahead.
Well, I found that, you know, the lies are an automated arm of their rhetorical engine. You know, this is a newly accepted thing, I think, in mass media. People, you know, they fall into this binary between fantasy and reality that just, it's endless, and it doesn't matter anymore.
No, that's it. The system has blurred reality with fiction, and for the crowd that's in a trance, CNN lies work. I mean, if they say, I support Dorner, doesn't matter if I was against him from day one, they don't show any proof, it must be true. And then they giggle as friends of CNN. They don't have real friends. They just sit in their house watching CNN, and it reaffirms their delusion.
Mike, I don't expect anything more from literal demons, and that is why I've sworn off mainstream media. I didn't even know they were saying this about you because I don't listen to it. And it just hearing it come
to me. Sir, it's pell-mell. I lied about the bullets. I said the U.S. attacked Russia with a meteor. Never said any such thing. I love Dorner. I mean, it's just, it's desperate. I was defeated by Piers Morgan. It discredits gun owners. Bull! We're calling you out as the Redcoat New World Order usurpers. I mean, Paul Revere said, get guns and kill people. And, imagine if Paul Revere was around today. All I'm getting in somebody's face, and some of these not me conservatives are like, he doesn't speak for us. Exactly. I don't speak for you. You're the ones that have helped hand us over to the New World Order. You don't speak for me.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
We land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities. Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Is it getting better, or do you
feel the same.
Well, DA-14, the closest asteroid ever to cross by the Earth since they've been recording that last 60 or so years, did not leave without a bang. There were quite a few big meteor showers all over the world seen, from Australia to Florida, from Cuba to California. And there's still more meteors. Fireballs light up Florida sky. That came out this morning, NBC News. And as I said, normally when an asteroid like that comes around, a lot of times it has stragglers with it, because when it's kicked out of the Kuiper Belt, outside the edge of the solar system or closer in the asteroid belt, whatever comet or whatever comes by and knocks them out of the regular orbit generally knocks some other stuff with them. And so that's why you've seen the big stone meteors coming in. Of course, it doesn't matter what I just said. CNN and Atlantic Wire will just say that I said aliens did it or something. But there you go. Yeah, there's some footage of one of the giant burning craters. Man, that looks like something out of a movie. Whoa. Man, is that not awesome looking? Oh, my gosh. Look at that video of that crater. I hadn't seen that one yet. Is that out of Russia? Wow. Unbelievable. And that thing blew up. That was just one piece of it did that. Wow. Wow. No wonder that injured over 1,000 people. I think they said like 1,200 now. It's like something out of a science fiction movie, man. Whoa. I had all this other news. We got to a lot of it. I'm going to shoot some special reports that are going to be on the nightly news tonight. On the financial end of it, there's a global currency war going on. The G20's meeting to act like they're trying to fix it. The war is everybody lowering their currency, which means devaluing it. And that's why gas prices are exploding. That's the biggest contributive cause. That's why real estate prices have gone back up, and now they're calling it another bubble with more subprime stuff. And it's a fake economy. And even Alan Greenspan, you know, is on the news saying, oh, we're going over the edge of the cliff Friday. When the globalists engineered all this, globalism is death to an economy. It's poison. And it's time to be honest about this post-industrial world that we're going into. I'm going to do some overdrive here in a moment. JD in California, local sheriff refuses to respond. So what you say, well, what happened to you?
I was trying to get a take. I've been hearing all these sheriffs, you know, coming out and making public statements about where they stand on the Second Amendment. And so I've been trying to contact my local sheriff, and over again, I've been, you know, sending them emails and handwritten letters, and they refuse to comment on it. So I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Well, at least you tried. Over 300 sheriffs now say they won't be part of a gun confiscation. I mean, already 800-plus cities don't arrest illegal aliens, which is constitutional to do. So why couldn't they ignore something that is constitutional? I mean, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I mean, that's what makes me mad when I get pulled over sometimes and the cop knows who I am and asks about guns. It's just like, it's Texas. You know I don't have a criminal record. You just pulled me over. Don't ask about my guns, buddy. And they're not all like that, but I get really angry. You know, stop acting like I'm a perpetrator. Stop acting, you know, you want to peck me into submission so that I feel guilty like a criminal so you can be my slave master. I mean, that's all this comes down to.
Another thing I wanted to tell you about, I got family that's in special forces, and I just wanted to tell you about, you know, the real elitism and Obama's attitude. Someone in my family, special forces, and him and his unit received a medal from Obama for an achievement they got. And he said that Obama refused to look any of them in the eyes, that he would look them in the shoulder, like would refuse to make eye contact with them, like they were beneath him. And that he had a dead fish handshake. You know, there was no muscle, nothing to it, you know.
Yeah, I've been told some pretty weird stories on people that know Obama, but I'm not going to, I don't have authorization to tell those stories on the air.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate
we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.